So just as before, just pay it. I've sent this image to all of you so you can have it for your own private study. But if you begin just by, once again, just by looking at the image, following its twists and turns, and being aware of that center point. And then just letting your eyes close, feeling the echo of that image, like an after image, just right at the center of your experience. And if you lose it, just come out again. Pay attention to the image. Closing your eyes, just again come into the experience. And just then just touching that place that is the singularity point. This place called Little Gwion, place of the center of movement. From there, noticing the warmth of your body, noticing the principle of fire and energy. Going more deeply into the center of the body, into the nature of matter. Into the great field of energy that is the universe. And from that sense of fire, being aware of shaping, contemplating the symbolic nature of stone, of substance. of shaping space and time. Mystery of the fire and the cauldron. Feeling the containment of matter, the holding of matter. Feeling the fire within matter. Fire and stone. And underneath both fire and stone, the triskele, the shaping, the movement, stillness and movement. Entering into the contemplation of life, the contemplation of the tree, the oak and the apple. The extension through time as well as space. In the rings of growth, in the seasons of the tree. Coming to the mistletoe, contemplating the great globe of the mistletoe, its infinite white berries, its green and gold bifurcating leaves, connected to the tree, extending into space, creating infinite connections. Letting our awareness expand with the connections of the mistletoe, letting us extend in all directions, until there is a moment of crossover, a moment of flipping over, where we experience everything as within us. Becoming in that moment the door warden, the mediator between the inside and the outside, the great world and the small world. And as you become the door warden, Alaini with Taliesin and Caridwen, Ariadne and Mervyn, and Pooh and Neat, touching the oneness of the world, one beauty, one sickness, extending the light and the blessing of the singularity, of the simplicity, the warmth and energy of fire, the shaping of substance, of the power of life, of the non-duality of the mistletoe, the mystery of being the door warden, extending that blessing into whatever aspects of the world draw your attention, just here and now. Then just simply bringing your attention out, opening your eyes and looking again at the image on the screen. I just want you now to go into breakout rooms just to discuss that experience, just for about 20 minutes. Thank you.
you to get tied to concentrate on those vortexes initially, but you have to move out to, or you have to go to the centre to get the whole. That's what's the engine.
Experience when Ian said, I don't know if he said this afternoon, but this morning, Because I went to a place that had a sort of park area, but then this afternoon I found it had changed places, it was in all different places, which would make sense according to what we're doing, but is there a centre in us or not?
Thank you.
Okay, any thoughts or questions about that process?
I think we're all muted in. That's it. That's great.
Nice to talk within a little group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good to have contact.
Good.
He went into holograms and quantum physics and all sorts of stuff.
Excellent.
And the still centre and how peaceful it was there. And Jenny saying about how it, you know, you can soothe your mind with the centre of it.
Yeah. Actually, the key thing about that diagram is the center, is the empty center. And I like that diagram. It's interesting because your mind gets attracted by the convolutions, and you've got to kind of sort of pull yourself away and position yourself slightly differently to see the center point, to feel the center point.
Mm. It's quite interesting if you make it three-dimensional as well,
mm-hmm.
or multi-dimensional rather than just two-dimensional.
Yeah.
So.
I had some internet problems and I couldn't hear you at all.
That's a shame.
What is going on?
Oh, that is a shame.
And I got really stirred up, but I was thinking it's probably relevant because of the stirring of the pot.
Mm.
And perhaps that's the bit that I'm with, of being very, lots been stirred up, and
okay.
There's a lot going on. I've got a blocked drain.
Oh God, have you? Oh, how miserable.
Lots of temperature, there's loads of stuff going on, and there's a multi-layer of other things, which I won't mention.
Okay.
But I was just thinking, you have to just go with what is, don't you, I guess?
Yeah, that's right. Well, in a way, that's the point, is to come back into, you know, with all kinds of chaos going on, like, you just have to come back into the, okay, here I am, what do I have to do just now? And just focus on just now, just the immediate. I was going to read you a couple of extracts from my book about the Tao Te Ching. They feel applicable. So let's read these.
Which book's this?
This is the Way of Deep Magic. So I'm just going to read this. It doesn't matter about the book, but I just want to read you these extracts of the excerpts of the Tao Te Ching. I'll recall it because it's quite nice to have this aspects recorded.